If you tell me you've got a desire, I'm all in. Do you want to grow?
Absolutely.
Take notes and make sure it improves your business.
Everybody wants to grow. You deserve to grow.
You don't pitch to investors to try your luck. You pitch to investors to win.
If it's not challenging, I don't think it's worth it.
The right advice to give in business is validate the idea first.
Most of you out there who want to grow, your issue is just starting, isn't it?
It's important that people just follow what they want to do.
It's an opportunity of a lifetime for all of us.
The podcast is not about them growing, it's about them helping others grow. Hello and welcome to I Want to Grow. And I Want to Grow is just about that. It's about our growth. But these two gentlemen that we're going to talk to now, they're all about helping others grow as well as themselves. They are professors in AI, and you're going to have some wonderful lessons today, and you're going to know how this is going to affect your business and what you should be doing. So listen in now. Okay, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. And also, should I call you professors? Especially Ahmed?
Ahmed.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Okay. But they're both professors, right? And they're both professors in AI. So this is going to be a riveting podcast today. So you want to grow, so do we, okay? And you're going to have some wonderful lessons today. So thank you so much for coming on to
the podcast today. Thank you for having us, Steve.
It's taken a while.
Yes.
But I'm so glad that you're on with us today, because you are two special individuals. And we met where?
In Could It Be Scale 7 Hackathon.
How great was that, right? It was great to meet you there.
Yes, it was
a wonderful
fantastic experience,
actually.
Yeah, but you're all defined in your industry, your work, your lecturers, your professors, and you were taking part in a hackathon.
Yes.
I loved it. Okay, do you want to introduce yourself? We'll start with you, Ahmed, and tell us all about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Ahmed Ben Said. I'm from Tunisia. We are actually both Tunisian.
Tunisia is great.
Yeah, thank you. I'm 33 years. I work at Qatar University. I'm a senior data analyst with around maybe 10 years experience in AI and machine learning and all this stuff. I have a PhD since 2015. It's quite a long time.
You're pretty smart, right?
Thank you. So, and since that time, I've been in this business, this research, and it's all about AI and all this machine learning, what you keep hearing these days.
It's the big buzzwords, right?
Yeah,
everybody, indeed. Any startup, anybody that's, you need AI.
Indeed.
So, you can tell us, introduce us a little bit more about yourself, please.
Yeah, sure, Steve. My name is Ratib Jabbar. I am a PhD researcher at Kendi Computing Research at Qatar University. Over the 10 last year, I work also as an industrial, and I have participated in co-founding many startups that use emerging technology such IoT, big data, and of course, artificial intelligence. I got my PhD in specialist in AI. And I'm also working in many industry like finance, e-commerce, agri-tech.
You help with I'm fascinated with this fashion that you're involved with.
Yes.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes.
The database in there is going to be huge, but that's going to have so much power than over anything else that's in the marketplace.
Yes. It's more than 800,000 image.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa. And it'll just grow with the use of AI.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
So let's start. Okay. We've introduced to some powerful, powerful minds, especially in the world of AI. What is AI from your perspective?
I may answer. So AI, I would say it's the next electricity. So the way electricity has revolutionized our life, then maybe automation, etc. All these disruptive technology, they revolutionized our life. And now I think it's the time, the AI time, to revolutionize our life. And this is how personally I perceive AI in these.
What are you saying right now? Should we be afraid of AI? If you're saying it's that powerful, mm-hmm. we would real find it a real problem if we were out without electricity.
Look, Steve, it's a mixture between fear and hope, I would say. Some people tend to over or exaggerate the fear. Some people tend to overestimate the hope itself. Personally, I'm in between. We should fear the AI because it has certain bad usage, but the benefit of AI is so huge, so big, and we should look at that direction and work toward it.
I love the way that you just said that it's part fear and it's part excitement.
Yeah, definitely.
When you look at it and you think about it, it is. AI, the kind of the power of this, where is it going to go? Where does it start and where does it end?
I would say sky is the limit. Okay. There is plenty of areas that can revolutionize AI. Area that AI has already revolutionized. Area that AI will revolutionize. Okay. And AI started, many people may be surprised, but AI dated, one of the historical reported application of AI was in UK, actually, back in, I think, in 17 or the 1800s. So I may tell the story. Back at that time, there was an epidemic, okay, an outbreak in UK. And doctor at that time, scientists mapped the location of patients geographically,
yeah,
okay, and they were able to visually find clusters or groups of patients centered out certain areas, okay, and at the center of these areas, they found a contaminated source of water. This is for us from my side. This is what we call now in AI jargon maybe clustering. And at that time, people don't know what does clustering mean, but they applied it, simply as that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm going to come to you now. Is this just a bubble that we're going through? It's like it's all come to the surface now with ChatGPT. But it was around long before then. Is ChatGPT just taking the limelight right now?
Yes, I think because it touched now everyone, every individual. Before, I think big companies that are mainly have the capacity to use AI. So we found AI solution before in like recommendation system like Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, or like in Google. But now using ChatGPT, everyone has its own AI algorithm.
So I would say AI is more accessible now.
Accessible.
It's not at the hand of a handful of people or organization. It's now anyone without even a technical knowledge can use an AI.
Yes.
You guys, like the millionaires in Bitcoin, okay, when they believed in it back then, you guys are exactly the same because you were involved in this AI well before ChatGPT came out. What was it that excited you about this whole industry? And I'll start with you.
I think because previously the AI was used only by the big company and used it by specialists and technician. Now anyone can use AI, and this is wonderful because now we see the impact of AI in everyone's life. So I think it changed everything. It optimized our life. It changed how we deal with the daily task in job and in our life in general.
And what was it that when you were deciding in your career paths, what was it that you said, this is what I want to focus on? And why did you say that? Why did you decide to go into this PhD?
I think it's a vision. We need to be a visionary to know what will happen in 10 or 20 years and starting
from now, learning, getting skills, try to building some solution, some idea, and day after day you get experience, and you will be leader in this field. And I think most of the most of the CEO, the great CEO, have this vision, know what's exactly what's technology or what's field that will be booming in the 10 or 20 years, and start before at least 5 years to get knowledge, to get well established and get ready until the opportunity coming.
Was it the same for you as well? Was it the same magical moment that said, I'm getting into this now?
Definitely. For me, AI was kind of think of a train already going. You have to, at that time, it was the beginning of the boom, okay? So for me, it was like a train going. You have to jump in or you'll be left over. And till today, if you're not up to date with the technology, with the research, on daily basis, I would say, not even on weekly or monthly basis, you'll be outdated in terms of information of what's going on and what's happening, what are the new technologies, new algorithms, new techniques. Every day, almost on daily basis, we hear about new models, new language models, new techniques. And sometimes you feel kind of overwhelmed with this amount of achievement.
Ratib, research in this whole industry, yes, it must be mind-blowing. You must be learning. You've got to be constantly learning on a daily basis.
Yes. Even you are expert, even you spend 20 or 30 years, you need to learn every day. You need to be updated. You need to read research, study. You need to check every day for all the updates, because in the AI, there is no like one company that dominate or have the whole expertise in this domain. There is a lot of open initiative, open source. So we need to learn about it every day.
Do you ever get overwhelmed with it all?
Sometimes, yes. But I think this is part of the why we are choosing AI. I think it's amazing that it's like very active research domain. And also, when we have a lot of something news, we can create new solution. We can provide new optimization and new solution for academic and also for industry. And this is the wonderful thing about it.
Now I'm seeing you come alive.
Finally.
I'm seeing you come alive. Come on, this is your industry, man. I love it when I start seeing this. It's just fantastic when I see this excitement and this. And to me, it's just a scary thing. What's it like for your students? Because you've taught this to some degree, the AI professor, et cetera, et cetera. What is it like? Is it overwhelming to start with your students on teaching
so
this?
So usually we start with the basics. Yani AI may sound like a big name or big thing. Behind, there is computer science. Behind the computer science, there is knowledge in math. The basics is the math plus statistics. We usually get into argument with a statistician saying that we revolutionized the area, but statistician said we built the base for what you are doing now.
Yeah.
So, but I think that you should, for someone who want to dive into the core of AI, should build a good basis in math, essentially.
These people into data, they're loving AI right now because they're seeing data in a whole new different world, right? They're seeing, and they get so excited and passionate about sheets and sheets and sheets and sheets and sheets and sheets and sheets of data. And then they want to solve the problem with AI. Is that what it's like right now with this industry? Is what you need to do is throw all this data in?
I would say you need first to start from the problem. What are you trying to solve? That's the first essential question you need to answer yourself. What are you trying to solve? Maybe your problem is not addressed by AI. Simply, you could solve by a simple equation, simple algorithm.
Other technology like business intelligence, for example,
yeah,
or big data, data mining. So you need to know and to study the problem before using the technology that will be used to solve it.
Did you just see there how these two are connected? they are definitely connected. And you'll see this as the interview goes along, because they were saying at the beginning of the podcast, they were saying, hey, listen, how are we going to, are you going to address this? Or I don't need to address this because you are two partners and it's like the flow between you. I love this and you're going to love it too. So yeah, so I interrupted you, but this whole situation, it's like, as you said, sometimes you can think about different problems in different ways.
Yes.
How do I look at something like this? If I'm a business owner, how do I look at my business and say, how do I put it into my business? How do I look at it and see that there's real advantages for me to do this?
Okay, so first I would say you need to, again, understand your problem. What are you trying to solve? Okay, and essentially from my side as an AI, I would say kind of expert, you need the meat for AI is the data.
Okay.
Whether it's, as you said, sheets, or now text, images, audio.
Whoa.
Any kind of data. This small machine is a data source. You're breathing, you're generating. Now you're sitting, you're generating data. We can make it useful. We can make a product out of it and sell it to you. That's the beauty kind of and the smartness behind it.
Yes, I will. Sorry, I'm interrupting.
Yeah, no.
I will reply from business perspective. Okay, as a businessman, what did you know that if you have, like, for example, a company, maybe you need to bring machine or buy solution. So before doing that, you need to study. You need to know if buying this machine will enhance or increase your profit or no. So it's the same way as buying a machine. You need to just bring some expert and make a study and seeing if the AI application in AI some way in your company will enhance the performance, increase your profit or no, like any other technology.
And I'm just thinking to myself, when do I have to come to, as a business owner with three businesses, I want to come to somebody, where do I find out whether my business, I don't have any experience in that. When's the time that I need to come to an expert like you and pay you to look up and say, hey, give me guidance, because I need guidance to take my journey that little bit further. How do I use AI to be my competitive edge?
I think usually when your company generate a lot of data, there is big potential that you can use AI to optimize the process in the company and also increase your profit and create a lot of other service based on this data. So if your company have any type of data from sensor in like machines, from any type of data, Excel sheet, database, social media, feedback, any type of data.
Yeah, I would say even, for example, you want to digitalize your document. That's a simple AI application. That's a simple, small need that can be solved for anyone who is overwhelmed with paper sheets.
I am so glad that I'm going into business with you guys. I really
Wonderful.
Am. Because I'm so excited sitting here. The hairs on the back of my neck are going up right now, because I just realized that there's so much power in this. But what you've got to put good stuff in,
yes,
to get good stuff out.
Indeed.
If you're just going through a process and you're putting anything in, it's
garbage in, garbage out.
Garbage in, garbage out. What a great saying. So that's the key to this. And you need help in the beginning. Don't waste money on trying to work this out yourself. Sit with people like yourself to make sure that we can work this out together. And I think that's the key to it, is working it out together. And I'm going to use this as an example, because we're going to talk about business, how this is going to help business within Qatar, and then we'll move on to what AI is going to do to the region. But talking about from a basic perspective, and literally I'm one of those people that this is the beginning of the journey for me. I don't know whether I embrace it or I don't embrace it. I still use ChatGPT, and I think it's educating me to such a level that I'm really excited now. But before, I thought I was cheating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, what should I be feeling? Because now I realize it's rubbish in, rubbish out. If you don't do your homework and at least get to a start and try to get over what you're looking for, that machine's not going to be able to help you, because you're not giving it the right tools to work with.
Yes,
exactly. Is that the way that we should be doing it? Should we be just starting off right now playing with ChatGPT to kind of understand the processes more than taking ChatGPT into our lives and make sure that it's going to work everything and we can look at ourselves and think that we're cheating, right? So have we got to get more used to this? Is ChatGPT giving us that platform to be able to get better at it as an individual, not with your experience, but just from myself?
Yes, exactly. You need to practice a lot because I think day after day, you will learn a lot of astuces and understand the capacity and the capability of ChatGPT, how it can help you. ChatGPT, in the end, it's AI, and the AI is the potential or the capacity of any machine to think like a human being in terms of like classification, decision makers, translation, summarization. Summarization. So all of this, ChatGPT can help you, but you need to know how to handle this situation because it's somehow new. It's somehow it's provide a limited possibility, and we still don't know what is the limit until now. Even the owner of OpenAI does not know it.
Yeah. And I think you've got to keep on embracing it because if
certainly,
you don't,
certainly.
You're going to be left behind. Certainly. As you said, you're not on the train.
Certainly. Well, ChatGPT is there and it will grow even more powerful than what is it now. So I would say first, everybody need to familiarize himself or herself with this product, okay? And make use of it, okay? And use it as a way to... Personally, I use it to save time. What I used to do in 3-4 hours, now chat with a simple click, simple message, simple question, I get what I want.
And that's real value.
That's a great value. A great value, actually.
Yeah. Yes. It helps me so much because I write an email that I think I'm doing the most fantastic business email in the world. And I write it and I read it back and I've read it several times. And then I just go, ooh. Click the thing and it goes
enhance it, summarize it, improve it. Yeah.
And everybody looks up to me and says, Steve, that's one of your best emails ever. it is, but you've got to take ownership of it. You've got to put that stuff in.
Yeah, indeed.
Big question for both of you, and I'm putting you on the spot, okay? ChatGPT or what, which one out there at the moment is the better one? Google or Microsoft? Open
AI. So far, as we are speaking, it's OpenAI ChatGPT-4. As a general capability and capacity, is ChatGPT GPT-4 essentially better than Google Bard, better than ChatGPT 3.5, than several models out there and for people or for public to use.
There is also Claude.com. It's one of the best, and it is open for free. It's very similar to ChatGPT-4.
I'm paying for my. I'm paying $20.
Yeah.
Yes.
For mine. Am I paying $20 for nothing or?
Oh, definitely not.
Really?
Definitely not.
I'm now. Please tell me what the benefits of me because I've got to justify that $20.
So first of all, what you get from ChatGPT-4 is more realistic than ChatGPT 3.5.
Okay.
Okay. Whether it's in text generation, text summarization, I think you can notice it yourself. From my side, for example, I use the 4 to code, to work, to facilitate my work. My work base is coding. While using ChatGPT 4, I get better answer than ChatGPT 3.5. Personally, that's the best investment or best money I spent.
Oh
yes.
Just remember that. You heard it, okay? This is the one, and I'm a genius for paying £20 a month. So I feel really much better for that, and there's going to be a lot of people that feel that same. It's so with all of this now, I'm fascinated, overwhelmed by the business side of things with you guys and how you're looking at doing your day jobs, but you've also got extra activities where you're actually putting AI into good use and quite successfully with some of your businesses. What can you share about the businesses that you've set up and why you think they're brilliant at what they're going to be doing and the services they're going to give?
So in the beginning, we established our first startup in 2014. It's named IoVision. And during the 10 last years when we work with the client, we find a very big opportunity to integrate AI to enhance the process, to enhance the quality, to increase the profit. So from this basis, we create two or three startups that are using AI to enhance productivity, for example, in agriculture, to summarize financial reports. So imagine that you have many reports as an investor. It's 200 pages each report. And just in one question, it can give you the short answer. So you don't spend a lot of time reading all the reports. And so there is a lot of cases that we can use AI and in order to enhance and optimize the process and the work.
Yeah, but you're doing some fantastic things with some of the businesses that you're working with right now. What are some of those key points that you're using? Or can I ask you those questions? Because this could be quite top secret.
Yeah.
But how are you utilizing AI specifically to the startups that you're using?
So I may give you a use case. So the AI plus agriculture, okay? So we use data from cow, okay? A simple necklace sensor. The sensor detects the acceleration of the cow. Simple data. When the cow moves its neck up and down, left, right, back and forth, we get the data. And this data, we use it to get, and using AI, to get any kind of information about the cow health, whether it's resting, the rumination period, the rumination cycle, whether the cow is sitting up, standing up or sitting down. This could be an indicator for a problem in its leg. So this kind of simple application, AI in the agriculture, and it shows you how AI can integrate many areas, including agriculture. And we found like a business case for this, and we just...
Yes, for example, when we integrate the AI, if the cow does not eat well, for example, a notification will be sent to the farmer. So he will automatically get notified that this cow have some issue. Please
pay attention to it.
Yes, you need to take care of it.
And we haven't spoken about this, but I'm just imagining. So if a cow's limping because it's lame on one of a nail's gone through its hoof, or they've got an infection or something's wrong with because things moving like this, which is abnormal, then you've got an indicator to look up and say this cow needs help.
Yes, it's I think the behavior of the cow will change. So that's mean the number of hours the cow remunerate, the number of hours the cow eat and sleep. So we can detect that there is a big difference between
the normal behavior and the abnormal behavior.
Yeah.
And we can directly send a notification to the
farmer.
Does
it give any other details of the cow, like the blood pressure or kind of the heartbeat?
Actually, that's the beauty of our solution, is it's not invasive at all. It's a simple acceleration data that even it's in your mobile phone, this detector, actually. Yeah, indeed. And it's not an invasive sensor. It's not in the, for example, in the cow mouth or any other places. So with a simple acceleration, simple data, we will able to get so many and plenty of information that is benefit for the cow health and for the farmer. And the farmer eventually cares about, for example, the health of the cow. It generates milk. It's his business, core business.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you ensure for a farmer that the cow is completely healthy, and whenever there is an abnormality, you signal to the farmer, he would react instantly
This is already working. It's not hypothetical right now.
No, it's working.
It's working with fantastic data.
Yes, we have... I think we have developed a mobile application, and I think we have more than 6,000 users in this mobile application. And we have a couple hundred of cow that are wearing this necklace, and we have a lot of collaboration with the small and big farms.
And your ideal territory that you're going into is?
Africa, I think. I think because it's the problem is mainly existing in Africa, since 35% of the milk is wasted because of lack of management and lack of infrastructure.
35%?
Yes, it's $4 billion per year. So there is a huge. So what we are doing is providing a mobile application that help farm to make management of his farm just for free. And there is some add-on like the necklace that Ahmed mentioned. It.
But if they can increase their turnover or their productivity by 20%, that's going to be huge for them.
Definitely.
That
definitely.
Will be exactly. Huge for them. And what are the kind of comments that are coming back right now from your farmers in the cows?
I think it's very positive. We get a lot of positive feedback. We didn't even imagine that we get this encouragement from the farmer in the beginning. When we start Momi, we are kind of afraid about the feedback of farmer, but we found that the farmer are encouraging us, even paying money in advance to help us finding a solution for
more solutions. For,
yes, for yeah, their yeah. problem.
And you did hear me correct. I said to them, how is the cows reacting to this? This must be brilliant for the cows and the well-being of the cows. They must, it's going to benefit them. We all talk about when we're talking about cows and looking after them, we want them to be looked after humanely. This is perfect. This is. Yes. They're going to have a personal person on call. If they're unwell, yes. I know about it.
And by the way, the beauty of all this is that we have so many kind of skills comes together. We as computer scientists, we have vets. We are collaborating with vets. We have the farmers. We have the people from business perspective. We come all together. To produce this for me beautiful product. Yeah,
but it's just a cow, right?
At first we think just a cow.
But if we look after them better, it's going to be anyway. It could be just the difference between everything earning 20% more
indeed,
productivity.
Indeed.
Now, tell me about this other one about the clothing and what
yes,
you're going to do there.
Yes, it's a style AI.
New baby.
Because that's what these guys are like. This is their babies. It's like, and this is what they get excited about, using AI to change the world.
Yes, exactly. So in IO Vision, what we try to do is solving the problem that we face it every day. So last year, I tried to buy some clothes to my family. And I find here so many e-commerce websites, more than 12 websites. I spent hours comparing between items, size, price, delivery time. And one idea came to my mind. If I want to make a hotel reservation, I will not go to the Sheraton website. I will go to the TripAdvisor or Booking.com. In Booking, I found all the items in one place. And also, I found all the tools that help me picking the best deal. But in clothing or e-commerce sector, we cannot find something similar. This is why we build Style AI. So Style AI, it will be like booking.com, but for clothing. All the items in just one place, and we build many AI algorithm and recommendation system that help customer picking the best deal.
And not just the deal, you can be picking something for that's going to suit you, and accessories to go with it. It's yes. like, it's not just going to give you the garment that you wanted. It's also going to say, you know something, this tie could actually be a great match to that suit
Indeed.
Of yours.
Indeed, this is what we call recommending a similar product and recommending a complementary product.
And that's not so much evasive, because I've heard some techniques that you can sometimes do where they send out three and you can't be bothered to send those three back, so you keep them, which I think is not great.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you're encouraging somebody to buy because I found a nice tie to go with my shirt and I've got a handkerchief that goes into my pocket that goes with my tie and my suit color, that's fantastic. You're now all of a sudden going to become a style guru.
This is our hope, we hope.
Yes.
We hope.
Now, I've said this to you on several occasions. Do you think that's too big? Like, you're going to get 800,000 items and then it's going to go to millions. Yes. Is this project too big, or is it kind of, it seems like it's a simple project? Once you get AI involved, it seems like it could potentially be a simple thing to do.
Well, from AI perspective, it's not that big, to be honest with you. It's not that big at all compared to what bigger companies are doing or are using as data. And I think that since a year, we are in the R&D phase. We are almost there, but we are still in the R&D phase to tell you how big and how challenging the problem itself is.
Yeah.
And I think Radhat can elaborate more from business yes. perspective.
I think we have four main algorithms now established and installed in our current version.
Be careful we don't give too much away, okay? Because people are listening.
Sure. So the first is just recommendation system.
Yeah.
So it check your history, browsing, and after that recommend something new. The second one is like similar. So you can take a picture of your existing clothes from your wardrobe, and the system will looking for something similar.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and I think this is dedicated for
wow,
men.
Yes. Yes. Because
they usually...
useless. There's yes. no other word for it. It's useless. We're useless.
Yes.
It's useless.
Yes, and for the complimentary. So as you know that the ladies usually make a collection. So the lady can like upload his dress and looking for all the collection, all the rest item that made collection from the existing item in the e-commerce.
And then website. It's going to
yes. And yes.
Ping.
And after that, after selecting all this item and his existing clothes, she or he can see himself wearing this clothes. So because a lot of people buy clothes from e-commerce website, and after he receive it and wear it, he feels this is not me. So I think
the maybe wrong size, wrong color.
Yes, yeah. This is not my clothes. This is doesn't fit my personality.
Yeah.
So we help them via virtual try-on, so he can see or she can see herself wearing all the clothes together and the accessory before buy the item.
This is a lot of the time I'm dealing with people or I'm speaking with people that really they're thinking about the idea. Okay, yes. This is a huge problem, without
indeed,
a shadow
indeed,
of a doubt.
Indeed.
And people want this problem solved if you can give them a solution, right?
Yes.
This is not out of your reach. That's the one thing I've known since I've known you guys. This is actually is getting in place right now.
Indeed.
Right? Is getting in place right now. It's just mind-blowing, this whole thing that you're going to bring to the industry. You're going to bring to the industry. And the industry out there must be huge.
Yes, I think it's one of the biggest. In the MENA region, it's 40 billion market. So it's very huge.
40 billion.
Yes, it's huge. I think since the COVID, a lot of fashion industry mainly focus on e-commerce rather than establishing a new store. For example, Zara closed more than 1,000 store and focus mainly on e-commerce website.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yes,
it's unbelievable.
This is the future, I think.
This is the future. And I think you guys have got a finger on that pulse, well and truly. And I'm going back to the cows because I forgot to say this, is it that the cows is the first step. Your
yes.
next step being in the region is?
Indeed. Our AI cow solution is versatile. It means it can work for cow, it can work on any other animal, I would say. It can work on camels, on dogs, on cats, on horses. So for us, the infrastructure is there. It's just a matter of collecting the data for that specific, retrain and reconfigure the AI solution, and boom, you have it.
A lot of these things is going to, it could potentially have GPS. They could have all these devices in there. You could, your camels and your livestock could be just roaming.
Certainly.
And you would know where they were at certainly any time of the day.
And the health, we know that farmers and people here, especially in Middle East, they take care a lot of, for example, for camels. And we think that from our perspective, this could be a potential market for us. So we are in the phase of
exploring,
cooking something out of this.
Unbelievable. I'm just thinking from we used to have huskies, and what you had was those, if those huskies got out, they weren't on the lead. They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. And you're not going to see them for a long while until somebody rings you and say, yeah. Oh my God. But this thing could kind of look at it, see if it was injured. I could be in constant kind of know where they were. It's you've got a B2B market. But you've also got a B2C market. It's huge, because I can see if there's something wrong with my pet.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Let's just talk about briefly what AI is going to do for. Are we utilizing it enough in Qatar right now? AI, is there much more that we could be doing here?
I think Qatar is, there is a lot of big opportunity here in Qatar, and I think Qatar now is very ready to establish and integrate AI in their business, in government agency, in everywhere. After establishing collaboration with Microsoft and with Google, they put their data center here in Qatar, so we can store more data. And keep privacy, like medical data, so we can use a lot of AI create added value service.
Have we got enough educators in AI, and have we got enough experts here in Qatar right now, or is there a big opportunity for people to come here?
Yes, definitely. I'm talking from as someone who works in Qatar University. We have great minds in AI, from researchers, from faculties. AI, it's in the curriculum of students, part of the curriculum of students. So from educational perspective, we have the foundation now. What is lacking now is building the business side on top of this basis.
Yes, that's what I see.
Yep.
That's what I see, is that now that we've got to get people asking questions and inquiring and being inquisitive to say, how is this going to affect my business? We were going to be talking about how AI is going to change the MENA region, but I think we've found out with just a conversation that you've had just now that this is huge. This is potentially huge. And I think one of the things that I say to you guys is that this isn't going to be the first podcast on AI. This is going to be one of many, because it's a massive topic, and we're really going to get down to how this is going to help businesses like yourself potentially, or like you as individuals, and how you can get involved in this area. So please keep listening, because this is going to be a subject that it's part of their DNA right now, and they just want to teach and train others on how they can take advantage of it. So we're going to be doing that over a period of time, but you guys have got something really special. Give us some just before, because I told you this was going to go on for an hour, and we're getting close to the hour right now. I love your energy, I love your determination, I love what you're doing from an entrepreneurial perspective. How do I, as a business owner, what should I be considering right now? As just a small business owner, what should I be considering, and when I should be getting involved with AI? What are those quick things that I could be getting involved with?
I would say first, speak to AI practitioners, okay? They may lead you to something that you are not aware of it. They may create opportunities for you from your business using their AI perspective. For sure, everybody has data, but cooking and making things out of this data is the question and the challenge. And here, come the AI people and AI practitioners to guide you and suggest opportunities, maybe business ideas for you to grow, certainly. And it's a mutual partnership, I believe.
And from a business perspective, how is this going to improve my business? Should I be embracing this AI right now? Is it going to have huge results on my business?
Definitely. I want to add another suggestion is that since I think ChatGPT is introduced, there is a lot of big initiative and startup tools that are released day after day. So as a small business, you need to follow up day after day, because one of these platform could like reduce a lot of time, could help you increase your profit. So you need to follow up
and unfortunately, adapt. Sorry to interrupt, unfortunately even kill jobs. But create jobs, create other jobs.
But this is where I'm thinking, because I don't want to kill jobs, but I want to, and we're going to do this over a period of time where we're going to help you to try to re-educate your staff into embracing this. Because if you can get them to embrace it on any level, it's going to be an advantage, and this staff is going to be so much bigger and so much greater if they can really embrace it and know what they're putting in to what the extreme is when they're going to get it out.
Definitely.
So
definitely.
That's something else.
For example, as a designer, if like we can compare with two designers, the traditional one doing a logo or a design with traditional way, and other like discover a tool that use AI, it can like doing something instead of 7 days in 1 day. So the time will be reduced, and of course the cost will be reduced, so it will be more competitive. So I think the most important thing to everyone of us is to embrace AI, to learn how to use AI in our daily task, in job, rather than being afraid of AI and attacking AI, because AI, it's like any technology, it's like vehicles, electricity,
eventually, people will end up by adopting.
Yes.
It's there to remain.
What goes in?
Goes out.
Comes out the
comes
other
out.
End.
Yeah.
If it's garbage you put in,
yes. Definitely.
Garbage you get out. Okay? But I don't mind if my designer, to be quite honest with you, I don't mind if my designer is putting all the best information in and getting something special coming out. I don't care.
Yes, exactly.
I, as a business person, I don't care where he's getting it or if it's his skills. I don't care as long as he's bringing me back that's going to make me stand out and it's going to give me the competitive edge over my competitors. And that's the key, is just not being afraid of where. I'm not going to look up and say, no, you cheated. I would have done possibly 8 months ago, but not anymore. It's like you embrace this. And I say to all my staff now, don't you be afraid of using this. You better embrace it. And that's something good for you to listen to. So because this isn't cheating. This is just a way of kind of getting better at what you can do and what you produce. I've already felt it just from emails and putting posts together.
Yeah.
You know, simple things. But I do want to get into this idea, and we'll talk about this on other podcasts, where we talk about how we can get more advantages about other things. Design, as you spoke about. Yes. Different areas where we can give some real good links, where we can say to people. And what I want you to do also is I want you to write questions in, that you can send us questions in the comment box, so that we can get back to you on those specific things, okay? Anything you want to ask about AI from a business perspective and an educational perspective, because we want to help you in all of those areas. Again, another one, if you've got another tip for somebody that's, again, is a complete beginner, but how they can utilize it the best.
I think it's not a matter of only looking for the best platform that use AI, or also asking expert. Also, we need to take some even simple training about GPT, prompt engineering, which is the science of writing request to GPT, it can create a big difference.
Oh, big difference.
It's so easy, but it will be very remarkable personal.
So that is making sure that you can just get a better understanding of the information that you're putting in and asking the right questions.
Indeed, to get the best out of it.
Should we be thanking them for the results that they're bringing back right now? Because you never know that you might not get the best results.
Yes.
If you're not thanking them. I always thank them. I don't know why I do it. Oh, thanks for that. But just in case they do get clever enough that they're going to kind of say, oh, he never thanked us.
Yeah.
But joking apart, this is really powerful. You've just got to educate yourself in this.
Yes.
And you've got to, you've just, what you put in.
Don't be afraid.
Not be afraid is a very good one. Yeah. Not be afraid. And what you put in, garbage in, garbage out. So it's the effort that you're going to put in there and get educated on how to ask these questions and things that you should, the guidance that you should be given.
Indeed, indeed. And by the way, it has nothing to do with the educational level or the knowledge you have. Anyone from, I would say, school to businessman to elders, it's simple training with a simple tweaks. You get the best out of, for example, ChatGPT.
It's mind blowing, really, with the opportunity. And one of my things is you've got to embrace it. You've got to embrace it, and you've got to take it on.
Yes, it's like you are asking the audience to, like 20 years ago, to learn Microsoft Office or the Word or the PowerPoint. It seemed bizarre, or the internet in the beginning, it seemed very bizarre. But after that, everyone used Word or PowerPoint every day.
I remember when we used to do the maths test, you were not allowed to take a calculator.
Oh, yes.
Into
oh, yes. the... Yeah, and trigonometric formulas. Yes. And oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. And how far have we come since that time? And we've just got to keep on embracing, and we've got to keep on learning. I'm going to put you two on the spot. Let's tell everybody what we're going to talk about the next time. What would you like to talk about the next time?
I think from business side, it's embracing AI is very special. I can tell you why. Because if you like if we compare AI to other technologies such IoT, data mining, big data, business intelligence, you can usually estimate the time, the price of the cost of the project. But AI still, there is some R&D, research and development, even in industry. So it is like quite special to integrate AI. It's quite challenging.
Need patience,
but also the profits are much higher than the embracing the other technology, since it's like you can be a very small company, but you find something that even Google or Microsoft does not solve it or does not do it. And it's happened.
Thank you, Scale 7. That's when I met you guys, and listening to you now, I'm just rubbing my hands together saying, what is the future going to hold for us?
Yes, how to integrate AI in industry, it's quite challenging. Okay, you know that creating startup, growing a startup to reach unicorn, it's very challenging, but with AI, it's more challenging, but also fascinating, and can really solve many daily problems for company and for individuals.
What would you like to talk about next time?
I personally would like to talk about the technology itself and make it easy for the audience to understand without the big words and buzzwords, and maybe educate the audience about these things, and everybody hopefully will become expert in AI.
Well, you know what? I think that's what we're going to be talking about next time, okay? And with these guys, you better listen, because these guys, they know their stuff. The one thing that I've enjoyed today is that I've got a plan. Just talking to you now, I've got a plan on what my next steps are when it comes to embracing AI. And I think if you do just that, if you embrace it and you put good stuff in and great stuff out, I think you will get a competitive edge. But it's like everything in business. What you've got to do is you can't just think that this is going to get you to the top of the mountain, right? This is only assistance. What you've got to do is you've got to put that hard work and determination in. I can see, and I know you two guys, that's what you've done. I've really enjoyed it today, and I'm glad we could have got into those subjects today, but I'm glad that we didn't. I'm glad that I got a better understanding about AI, and I got a better understanding about just the simple ways. I've seen the way that you guys are working with it, but I've got a better understanding of how I can now take on this big subject in my business and how I can improve those different areas. So I think that's the gifts that we're giving everyone today. I thank you both for coming this evening.
Thank you very much. I'm
fascinated what we're going to be talking about in the future. And we'll have the other questions as well coming from the audience.
Definitely.
But I think it was a wonderful first start.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I hope you gain something from this. I need your participation, because if we don't solve your problems, okay, you're just going to sit in silence and wish that you got involved in this. Send those questions in. Let our guys answer them for you. I'm going to find some questions because I'm going to already start implementing some of this. So I want to ask them questions next time, but make sure you do. And I hope you did enjoy this, because this is about all of us growing. And that's why our podcast is I Want to Grow. Let us help you grow. Okay. Anyway, thank you very much, gents. It was a wonderful podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening, and see you next time.